Hello, welcome to Books in the Biz, a podcast that looks at both the financial and operational sides of success. Please welcome our hosts, Dan Paulson and Richard Veltre. Dan is the CEO of Envision Development International, and he works with leaders to increase sales and profits through great cultures with solid operations. Rich is CEO of the Veltre Group and a financial strategist working with companies to manage their money more effectively. Now on to the podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Books in the Biz. We are back. Rich, how are you doing?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
You are great. Well, I am better today than I was a couple weeks ago, which is kind of some of the subject of our podcast today. So, you know, way back, five or six weeks ago, we did our succession planning webinar and had a number of people attend that. What did we preach about? You remember?
Say again?
What did we preach about in that succession planning?
Well, we definitely talked about, you know, is your business able to run if you were to take a vacation or if you were to leave, you know, for a period of time? What would the business look like when you came back?
Well, we now have some real world experience with that, or at least I do. Well, I guess you do too. You're going to share a little bit of a medical experience you had. So I'm not going to get into a ton of the details on it, but shortly after our webinar, you know, Rich and I are sitting here, we're getting ready to put together our workshop, and it's right around Mother's Day weekend, and I'm getting a bit of a headache and kind of thinking it's a sinus infection, except the headache keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Ended up in the hospital that weekend because I had a brain bleed. And after the brain bleed, I had a clot. So over the course of about 7 days, I had two tours of duty in the hospital. I have been poked so full of needles that it's not even funny. I gave enough blood to feed a couple vampires. Not to mention had several CT scans, MRIs, and everything else. Fortunately, I was very lucky. I was very lucky because I'm sitting here talking to you today. I am talking normally. My thoughts and my wits are all about me, and I'm not in a situation where I was cognitively hurt. The only negative side effects right now that I'm having is a little bit of vision issues. That's going to take some time to come back because of where the bleed was. But I have literally experienced what is it like to not be able to work in your business for about a month. And I will tell you, for as much as I thought I had in place and much as you and I have been working on with XCXO to try and get some of the work off of our shoulders, you start to realize how quickly just the few little things can upset the apple cart quite a bit. Because like you see now, I can hold a conversation, I can do a lot, but for a while there, I couldn't even read because my vision was so bad. When you are in a business that half of what you do is reading and writing and you can't do either of those things for a while, that makes it very difficult. Mm-hmm. So Rich and I are here to kind of, I guess, share the ahas of what's it like when crap hits the fan and you can't work. And in our case, and you can speak to your situation, business comes to a screeching halt. And now can your business survive that? Can it afford that? Mm-hmm. Even if you have employees, there's a lot of you out there, and I know a lot of you that don't have good systems in place where if you were not able to run the show, that your employees could take over, because a lot of times your employees rely on you for making final decisions or you know, moving forward on procedures and whatnot. This is why we're preaching hard about this, and this is why this is the subject of our podcast today. Rich, kind of maybe you want to share a little bit about your experience. Fortunately, it wasn't as serious as mine because mine could have put me 6 feet under. But you also ran into some situations where you couldn't work for a while.
Yeah, I mean, for me, obviously, like you said, my situation, you know, was scary, but it wasn't yours.
It definitely wasn't yours.
And you and I have talked, so I know your situation. So when you see my camera smile on, like when you're talking, I'm not sitting here going, ah, ha, ha, ha. No, this was a big deal. But anyway, what I had was 2 years ago, I wound up doing some work on a weekend in my garage, and I thought I was getting attacked by a swarm of gnats, like doing this, because my left eye suddenly saw this disturbance, I would call it, right? But then when I turned my head and turned back, it was gone. And I thought I was just going crazy. Turned out I had a detached retina, and that was actually the point where everybody thinks that that's where the retina detached from my eye, which they say is normal when you're my age. This can happen to you. But if it tears, you wind up with liquid getting where it's not supposed to. And if you let it go, you can lose your eyesight.
Ew.
So you can lose your eyesight in that eye, which is where I was headed. I could see it actually becoming where I couldn't see out of this lower corner. Well, in my case, it was where I was seeing was the lower corner, but that meant that the rip was actually at the upper left. So I wound up basically went to the doctor on Monday thinking they were just going to give me some drops and send me home. And Wednesday morning, I had major surgery on my left eye. Mm. 8 o'clock in the morning, it's like, okay, this is crazy that I have this. And it took, the problem that I had was not that the surgery had to happen. The recovery was 6 months long. So I had basically no ability to see out of my left eye for at least 3 or 4 months. And then I could see that it started to get better. Because they put a gas bubble in my eye, and I had to wear a medical bracelet to say I can't fly, because if I flew, it would have burst the bubble.
That wouldn't have been good.
Yeah. And that would have been exactly the same reason that I went for the eye surgery would have happened anyway. So to mirror what went on with you, that's, you know, essentially where it became the effect on the company. You know, how do I keep working? I mean, I had to be on an audit call 3 days after surgery, and I'm like, you know, I can't believe I'm doing this. So.
Well, I can understand where you're coming from there, because, well, I had a bunch of meetings set up. Obviously, all those meetings got canceled either because I was alert enough to notify somebody that I wasn't going to be able to attend, or just the fact that I was in the hospital and didn't have access to a phone or anything and just didn't show up. These are the little things that we can't prepare for, because in my situation, you know, basically I had a stroke and they said, your situation is rare. It's unique, which of course I can never do anything standard. I got to do something unique, because they said, well, you're not old enough that you should be having a stroke or anything like that. So it turns out it was basically a misformed vein in my brain that caused a leak, and that created a lot of the problems. But, you know, if you and I were talking while all this was going on, other than probably hearing the pain in my voice because my head hurt so bad, we could hold a conversation. You could talk to me. You could ask me questions. I could respond to those questions. I didn't lose any of that cognitive ability, which is part of the reason why it kind of delayed the diagnosis of what was going on. Because originally they thought, well, you just have a migraine. We'll give you the shot and it'll go away. And the shot helped briefly to some degree for about 40 minutes, which was about long enough for me to get back home from the urgent care before I was right back in the same level of pain I was at before. I had people visit me in the hospital, held conversations with them, talked to about a number of different subjects. And again, everything was fine. But the problem was I couldn't work. I just got to a point where, again, it required surgery. I was out for a week, two different stints, where basically I was on my back with an ice pack on my head and couldn't function. It was very difficult to do my job. That led into 2 weeks, then led into 3 weeks. And, you know, you're sitting here thinking, my mind works fine. I can do my job. And I did have some meetings with clients because I didn't have to read or write anything. But at the same point, if it required any of that other stuff, it shut down. And actually had a marketing friend see some of my posts online as I started trying to get back into work. And he texted me, he said, Dan, you know, I noticed a couple of your posts have a few grammatical errors in it. This isn't like you. Are you having somebody else do the work for you? And I had to explain what was going on. So, you know, you start realizing that even the simple stuff that you try to do can really throw you off. Yeah. And I don't know of too many business owners that are set up in a way that A, protects their business when they're unable to work like that, protects their family, protects their employees. I mean, there's a lot of different issues going on here that I just see time and time again when I talk to business owners. They think they got it all dialed in, but you know, you and I have asked that question, what would happen if you couldn't work in your business for a month or two? Yeah. And most people think it's, you know, as we've talked about, you're on vacation, you're not accessible by email or by phone. There's very few situations anymore where that happens. Or they think the most drastic thing, which is you're dead.
Yeah.
So you got killed in a car accident. You had maybe a massive stroke and died, heart attack, whatever it might be. And you're not really that worried about it. But this is kind of those in-between situations. So for you, it was your detached retina. For me, it was the brain bleed I had. Those situations to me are the ones that you need to be prepared for, and you need to set your business up so that way there's continuity when you're not able to be there.
Yeah. And it's difficult, right? Because it's one of those, if you're starting out and you're in the small, I'm mostly a consulting business, right?
Sure.
So the consultant right now is me. So what do I do about that? How do I get over that hump? Believe me, after you get a detached retina, you start thinking about it. Okay, what's my plan here if something ever happens again? Because, you know, they say it doesn't have, you know, the likelihood that it can happen again, but I have another eye.
Right.
So it sure could. You know, you can make me feel better all you want, but that doesn't mean that you're 100% right or that I believe you. Yes. So I think,
oh, don't worry. They told me the same thing too when they fixed the vein that was acting up, you know, but they want to go back in and check it. And there's no saying that it couldn't happen again.
Right. There's nothing that they can't guarantee you. There's no way I can buy a guarantee. So it becomes, you know, what is the importance? You know, do you know, or do you recognize how much of the business you actually do? I always told the story when I started out my career, there was a business that I was working with that was down in Florida. And the guy that was the CEO, you know, went to Australia for 6 months. And everybody in that office was saying, oh, I'm waiting to hear from Joe. Like their whole world stopped. So not only did his world change because he went and was working out of Australia, the office stopped working unless they heard from him. So I'm like, okay, well, the only way you're going to hear from him is you wake up and you stay up all night because you got a 12-hour difference between where he was and where you are. So, you know, the business can't stop because he's not available, you know, and that's the same thing that happens here. Like you have to find a way to understand what is it that you're responsible for and how do you get some of that off of your plate so you only have the critical stuff and people can operate without waiting for you, you know. And then things can keep going. And the other benefit to that is, you know, that means that you're still making money while you're out sick or while you're out, you know, because the business still will function. So yep. I think you have to think about it that way. It's not that we just want to, you know, tell you that, you know, you need to make sure you're covered, you know, make sure you're covered because you're also going to be making money. You know, maybe you won't make the same money, but you need to still be making money and achieving your goals. You know, because the business is taking care of you.
Yeah, and that's really a big reason why we started XCXO, because back, actually it was about 2 years ago, so it was right around the time you had that detached retina, we started talking about, you know, we both need to be in a situation where if something were to happen to either one of us, we have a backup plan. And the two points you pointed out, there's somebody who can step in if we are unavailable, and B, we create a secondary source of income so that way if we are unable to work, we still have something coming in. And we saw the need for, you know, executive level talent, at least at a fractional level, stepping in and helping companies with these very issues. So the whole point of creating XCXO was to deal with this problem for other companies. Little did we know that it would also impact our own business as well, and you know, really demonstrate why you need to step up and do this. You know, you brought up something earlier when you were talking about kind of the solopreneur. I'd be curious on your thoughts of, you know, how should a solopreneur really handle their situation? Because they can be kind of unique. You know, how do you create a backup when typically there is no backup?
Sometimes it just becomes relationship building, right? Yep. You don't necessarily need to say, oh, I have to build the business in the next 6 months. I have to take on all this extra work because I have to hire employees so that I have this whole thing. So if I misled anybody on that one, I apologize.
Yep.
Okay. But taking a step back, when I first started out and I was really solopreneur, okay, some of my time or most of my time was spent business development, meeting new people, getting new clients. But I also still led some business development with other accountants, other finance guys, other CFOs, because at the end of the day, it became, if something were to happen to me, I had people that I trusted that I knew could do the work. So if I really had to make a phone call and say, hey, I need help, I probably could get it pretty quickly. I probably could get it pretty easily. A little bit scarier because those people could wind up building a bigger relationship than me and steal the client. But
right.
But, you know, in an emergency, you know, what do you lose? You know, it's probably worth at least that little bit of risk of having someone that you potentially could partner with or make a deal with that, you know, they could cover you for a little bit. You know, maybe, you know, you set something up where, you know, you tell people, look, we're going to share the revenue or you're going to help me cover that. And that way, you know, as long as you don't steal a client, like you could do almost an NDA type setup, but you could do something that allows you to have coverage without having to, you know, take on clients you really don't want and build to a size that maybe is not in your plan. You know, that would cause you probably just as much pain as having to take on somebody on the outside.
Well, and also if you really care about your clients, you know, you should be looking at ways that you take care of them if you're unavailable to do the job yourself, because those clients are counting on you.
Yeah.
So you do have to have backup plans in place. Yeah. I'd say the only other thing I'd add to that is take good notes and have good systems. So, you know, you and I are service-based businesses. You know your clients better than anyone else, but you need to take notes of what you're working on with them or what's going on in their business so that if there was a handoff, somebody wouldn't be starting from a blank slate. They'd have something,
right,
something down so that they could figure it out. You also have to have, I believe, you know, some systems or notes on your own business, on how you handle certain situations or how you follow up with certain clients and how you know, get the results that you do, because whoever's stepping in, you know, they're going to do things their own way. And in most cases, that's fine, but they should at least know what you're trying to work towards and what your methodology is. So that way there's some continuity there. It's, you know, I think any business of any size needs to really look at this, but especially as you get into, I'd say that 10 employees or less, or that solopreneur situation, you really need to start thinking about how you have your backup plans in place, your plan B, because you never know when something's going to happen. You could get hit, you know, driving your car today. You could end up in a situation like we ended up in, where you can't work for a while. Well, what are you going to do? How are you going to follow up with that? You know, fortunately, it sounds like you have a good network. I'm hoping you can count on me, but I also reached out to you, and I reached out to several of my colleagues to assist where they could. In fact, meeting with somebody today who's going to help with some things, because right now, while my brain works fine and while I can do my job, there are some limitations to what I can do for the next month or two. So I have to do some workarounds with that. I have to figure out some different solutions for that. The nice part is it gets you to be more resourceful, more creative, but at the same point, you know, it would be nice to be prepared for the next time should something happen that, you know, it was more of a smoother handoff instead of the situation we kind of both ended up in for each of our situations.
Right. No, I totally agree with that. And I'm, you know, I'm happy to help. So anything you need, you let me
know. I know you are.
But yeah, this is the big issue all the time, you know, that people just really need to understand that everybody thinks they're invincible. I thought I was invincible until middle of 2023. And then all of a sudden it hits and you go, oh boy. Now I'll add one more piece, right? I just bought my new house 2 months before I actually had the disaster.
So, yeah, that always seems to happen, doesn't it? You make a big purchase and then something goes on. But yeah, much like you, I kind of knew my own mortality, but we all go into that denial phase. And until a month ago, I thought I was going strong at 90 miles an hour and everything was going to be fine. And of course, life had different plans. And fortunately, those plans are working out just fine. It's just, I'll call it a setback, you know, a brief setback. But I could have just as easily been in a situation where it could have affected me cognitively. It could have left me completely paralyzed or worse. So when you look at that, you know, you start thinking about things differently. And while we never wish this on anyone who's listening to this or any clients, prospects, friends, whoever it might be, I really encourage you to take a second look at what you have going on in your life and making sure you are covered, because I will tell you, it's not fun, and you can never prevent bad things from happening, but you should at least do things to protect your family, your friends, your employees, your community, your business, whatever it might be, because you start realizing there's a lot of people that rely on you, and you don't want a negative situation to compound itself and end up in the issue where maybe your business can't continue to run and it shuts down, or, you know, it really upends itself. And now you have months or years worth of recovery that happens because maybe you can't do the job anymore and nobody else knew the job and nothing was documented. So now there's a whole rebuilding process. You know, I've talked to a couple bankers in the last couple months, which is why we've, you know, been pushing on this, where they talked about, you know, somebody was driving home from work and got killed in a car accident. Their business was basically sold because there was no way or nobody to take it over. And then there was another situation where somebody had a massive heart attack and died. And their family took the business over, but they had to basically build it from scratch. So these situations do happen. As you point out, Rich, we're not immortal. We might think we are. We at least live in denial, but we really need to start looking at how we do business and make sure we have our systems in place. Right. With that said, you know, this is the whole reason, again, why we started XCXO. If you have questions about how solid your business is, how should they get a hold of you?
I'm still an email guy, so send me an email at rich@xcxo.net.
And you can email me at dan@xcxo.net. Rich, this was a great and hopefully enlightening conversation for those who are listening. And hopefully we will get some calls or at least get people to think twice about their situation so that they can prevent a similar thing from happening to them.
Got it. Sounds good, Dan.
All right. Let's have AI Bob take us out and talk a little bit more about XCXO.
Want to boost your sales and profits, but need the talent to help you grow? XCXO is a one-of-a-kind platform to find skilled fractional executives to help develop your team into a high-performance powerhouse. Fractional leadership is a great choice when you consider the average executive-level candidate can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars in salaries, benefits, and incentives. XCXO finds you the executive and utilizes their talents to build your team's experience, all for a fraction of the cost of a full-time C-suite leader. Contact XCXO today to fill the gaps in your leadership team. Visit xcxo.net to learn more.